Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Maaring puno ng sigla o pagkabahala ang pagbabalik eskwela para sa mga bata matapos ng mahabang bakasyon. Narito ang ilang mga tip para mapadali ang bagong taon ng pag-aaral ng mga bata sa tampok na ulat ni Amechen Yiwang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Nang unang marinig ng 11 anyos na si Adea Perez ang balita tungkol sa nagmamatay na COVID-19 noong Enero ng nakaraang taon, hindi ito alintana ng karamihan sa kanyang mga kaibigan at pangkalahatang Australia hanggang sa tuluyang magkaroon na ng kaso sa bansa.
Everybody probably like didn't really care much when we were just saw in the news. It was kind of like it's infecting that country. It's probably not gonna travel all the way here. Like it can't just grow legs and come here. But actually, it did.
Ipinapakita ng pananaliksik ng Kids Helpline noong Mayo ng nagdaang taon na 39% ng mga kabataang tumatawag sa kanila ay nakaramdam ng pagkabahala o pag-aalala tungkol sa normal na pagbabalik-aral at trabaho. Ipinaliwanag ito ng hindi nagpakilalang counselor ng Kids Helpline.
So that's a lot of people who aren't quite sure whether they're ready to go back to school or to work. The first reason is that people are worried about second wave COVID-19. So they're still worried about getting sick or their family getting sick or things getting worse. The second reason is that normal isn't going to be the same as it was before COVID-19. So there will be big changes at school and in general life as a result of this. And the third reason why people are worried about this is actually because for some people, being at home and being in isolation had some positives with it. And they really just enjoyed being at home a little bit more.
Makalipas ang isang taon, natutunan ng mga paaralan sa buong bansa na pamahalaan ang mga pagbabago sa gitna ng COVID-19 pandemic. At higit na umiwas sa pagkahawa ayon kay Associate Professor Asha Bowen, isang Pediatric Infectious Diseases Specialist sa Telethon Kids Institute sa Perth.
Limiting adults on the school ground at times, hand washing and respiratory hygiene, coughing and sneezing into your elbow, cleaning your hands, disposing of your tissues after sneezing are really important activities for kids to be taught to do and for to be active in the school environment.
Ayon naman sa pediatrician at infectious diseases specialist mula Sydney, na si Dr. Achana Koirala, lumalabas sa mga pag-aaral na kahit walang physical distancing sa loob ng mga paaralan, mga preschools at mga paglalaro, tila hindi madaling mahawa ang mga bata sa virus.
So currently, we don't recommend that physical distancing is required in school settings, and kids need to be able to tumble and play, and it's really hard for young children to be separated.
Nakasaad sa website ng Australian Department of Health na tanging 4.5% ng kaso ng COVID-19 ay mga bata. Samantala, ipinapakita na pag-aaral ni Dr. Bowen ang mas mababang antas ng transmission sa mga paaralan sa New South Wales. Base ito sa mga halimbawa ng kaso ng SARS-CoV-2 na nakaugnay sa mga paaralan hanggang sa pagtatapos ng ikatlong term na nagdaang taon. Sa halos 6,000 na mga contact na natukoy, tanging mababa sa 1% ang nangyaring transmission o pagkahawa.
Children under 10 are much less likely to infect others with the virus and also to be infected themselves. That doesn't mean that they will not get infected, but it just means that a lower end. And then as kids get into adolescence, so high school ages, that continues to increase and gets closer to the adult ranges by the time they're finishing high school.
Sa dahilang iyon, inirekomenda ni Dr. Koirala na magsuot ng face mask ang mga bata na higit 12 pataas ang edad kung sasakay sa mga pampublikong transportasyon.
It's important that the students heed to health advice, so wear masks during public transport. And I think that's really important because there are adults that catch public transport and public transport is a lot more of a confined space.
Sa ilalim ng public health advice ng Australia, hindi iniuutos na magsuot ng face mask ang mga bata na wala pang 12 taong gulang. Ngunit sinabi ni Dr. Bowen na maaaring magbago yon kapag may nangyaring mga outbreaks. Sa ngayon, hindi siya masyadong nag-aalala tungkol sa mga bagong variants sa ibang bansa dahil wala pang naitatala na community transmissions mula sa mga strain na ito.
trying to protect kids at all odds and asking them to wear masks right now is probably going to reduce their willingness to do it potentially at a time where it is needed. So I think right now we don't need kids to be wearing masks in schools, but we need to be quite conscious of the changing environment and these changing messages as transmission changes.
Habang hindi nakagawian sa kultura ng Australia ang araw-araw na pagsusuot ng face mask, mungkahi ni Julian, isang pediatric nurse sa Brisbane, ang dula-dulaan o role-playing sa bahay na makakatulong na maging pamilyar ang mga bata sa pagsusuot ng face mask sakaling magbago ang payong pangkalusugan.
Let's just have a play around and see how it goes. And this is how mommy and daddy are doing it, but it's going to be difficult for the children because they don't like hats on, let alone a face mask.
Ani Dr. Bowen na habang makakatulong ang pag-practice sa bahay, kailangang ituro ng mga magulang ang tamang pagsusuot at pagtanggal ng face mask.
Make sure that you're just touching the parts that are around your ears because the part at the front is where anyone who coughs near you would put respiratory virus there. So we really need to be practicing how to get it on, making sure that we clean our hands before and after putting it on, check that kids can wear it comfortably and safely and are familiar with how to do it.
Naniniwala ang nurse na si Julian na higit na mahalaga ang kalinisan ng kamay ng mga bata. Binigyang diin niya na mahalaga na mga bata na may sintomas ng sipon at trangkaso ay huwag pumasok ng paaralan.
Don't be sending sick children to school. It doesn't have to be for COVID. And then, you know, you could be infecting somebody at school who has immunology issues, who is very vulnerable to any cold, coughs and flu sort of things.
Para sa mga high school students na nababahala na mahawaan ng COVID-19, payo ni Dr. Archana na bumuo ng sarili nilang friendship bubble.
Adolescents want to hang out with each other. And so one of the best methods is to just choose a couple of people that you really want to hang out with and maybe make that your little bubble.
Para sa pinakabagong update at payo mula sa Pamahalang Australia kaugnay ng COVID-19, bisitahin ang www.australia.gov.au. Para sa dagdag na impormasyon tungkol sa coronavirus, tumawag sa National Coronavirus Helpline sa 1-800-020-080. Yan ay 1-800-020-080. Para sa emosyonal na suporta para sa mga kabataan na mababa sa edad na 25, tumawag sa Kids Helpline anumang oras sa 1-800-551-800. Kung kailangan ng tulong sa wika, tawagan ang National Translating and Interpreting Service sa 13-14-50 at hilingin ang nais na serbisyo.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.